Lesson 1. God creates the world. Message: God made everything and it was good. Learning objectives: the children will learn. God created everything in the world through his word. God created all human beings in his image. He loves us and we are his children. We should respect what God has created. Bible text, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. The earth was empty, dark, and deserted. There were no plants, no animals, and no landscapes. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light. He then separated the light from the darkness. The light he called day, and the darkness he called night. Also, on the first day, God created the morning and the evening. On the second day, God separated the heaven from the earth. God then created the sky, and with it, the winds and clouds. God also gathered the water. On the third day, God separated the land from the water. The dry land God called earth. The water then became the rivers, the lakes, and the seas. God created landscapes with mountains, valleys, and plains, as well as all types of grasses, herbs, flowers, and fruit trees. On the fourth day, God created a great light for the daytime, the sun. He created a smaller light for the nighttime, the moon. God also created the many, many stars. The stars brightened the night from that very moment of creation. On the fifth day, the Lord filled the waters of the sea with life. He created the many, many animals which live in water. On that very same day, God also created the birds. God saw all the new life, and he saw that it was good. On the sixth day, God created all the other animals that live on dry land. When God had completed this great work, he could see that everything was good with the earth and the heavens, the plants and the animals. He created a man and a woman in his own image. God blessed them and gave them everything he created. He saw what he made and it was good. On the seventh day, God rested from all the work that he had done. He also blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide materials like soil, water, plants, leaves, feather, fish, seeds. Lesson instruction. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. God the Creator has made the light. What do we need light for? Precondition for life. The sun gives warmth. The stars give direction in the dark. What is the water needed for? Everything will die without water. Where do we find water? In wells, dams, rivers, lakes, and in the sea. What is air needed for? To breathe. What is earth needed for? Our food grows in it. What seeds do you know? Each plant has its own seed. What animals do you know? Group them as living in water, in the air, or on land. Who did God create on the sixth day? Adam and Eve. After the children repeat, God created everything in the world through his word. God created all human beings in his image. He loves us and we are his children. We should respect what God has created. Real life application. Explain the following. God has made the earthly light. He has also created light for our souls. Jesus Christ. Everything God has made is perfect and without fault. Why do we keep Sundays holy? God created a day of rest for men and sanctified it. What do we do on Sunday? We listen to what God tells us in the divine service. Sunday is a day of blessing. Repeat the message. God made everything, and it was good.